Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, CEO of personal branding agency, Pinegate Road, and business coach to online service providers, coaches, and educators. I know that you believe that living a great life is so much more than the business that you lead or the money that you make. Each week, we'll dive into what it actually takes to live an aligned life with a business that supports it. Let's do this. This show is brought to you by the Align Business Academy. Are you so ready to go all in with your online business and hit six figures this year in a way that feels fulfilling and true to you? Apply now for the Align Business Academy. This is our signature program that helps you scale your online business with one-on-one and community support, a framework for learning all things online business, and a proprietary three-part system for scaling while working way less than you are now. Say hello to more freedom, income, and impact. Apply now at pinegateroad.com/academy. That's pinegateroad.com/academy. Welcome, welcome back to the show this week. I am excited to have you here. I hope that you are having a great day and this finds you in a really good time. And if not, maybe this will be a fun little pickup. I don't know, whatever. Let's just hang out. Today we have one of our Align Business Academy students, Ray Owens, on the show today. She recently graduated after a year in the program, and I couldn't even believe it. We scheduled this show and I was like, oh my gosh, it is your year. You have graduated officially from the academy. Ray has had an amazing transformation over the past year. And as she has been growing her web development business, she is a designer, a web developer specifically. And one of the cool things about Ray is that she speaks designer as a developer. And if you are a brand and website designer, you know how hard it can be sometimes. Maybe this is my own limiting belief, but working with developers or anybody who speaks very technically about the work that they do, sometimes we need people who can bridge the gap, right? They can speak and understand the technical side, but they also get the non-technical human side of web design and development. And Ray is absolutely this person. She is so fun. She has completely bridged this gap. She can speak designer and she can speak developer. She does the amazing development. And I am so excited to have her on to share about her journey over the past year. So when we met, she's going to go into all of this, but when we met, she was working full-time as a nanny and trying to grow her business as a side hustle. And it's just incredible what she has been able to do over this past year. She's been able to reach consistent 10K months just for the past, 9 months or so. It was really, really quick. It happened quick. And she's been able to keep it up consistently. So she is going to be diving into what that looked like, what it looked like to, you know, go from zero to growing a six-figure design business and just this entire journey and some of the mindset shifts that she had along the way. So Ray is super fun. I am so excited to introduce you to her and to have her on the show. So let's get started. All right. Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Doing good.
I am so excited to have you here. Where are you currently?
I am in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yay. And I know when I met you, you were in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
At the dawn of 2020-ness.
Oh, yes. Right in it.
Yes, so lots of changes. I'd love for you just to share a little bit about your business, how you kind of like came to be with everything and maybe like your journey until when we met last year.
Okay, so take it from the top.
Take it from the top. Let's do this.
I'll give kind of a quick version of New York, unhappy, stuck in a bad relationship, nannying, and just tired and like wondering where my life was going to go is how this started. But yeah, that's pretty much the whole of my time in New York. And I actually got quarantined when COVID like first hit the streets and we didn't know what was going on. And I was stuck for 2 weeks at my parents' house. And just like, I was really like, just in a weird spot where I didn't know. I was like, you know, I have these technical skills and I know how to do all the things, but I don't know how to like get it, you know, going. So I sat down and I said to myself, week one of this quarantine, for however long it has to be, I'm going to just fix my website. And I didn't really know what that meant to me. I was just going to go on there and like make it look better, I guess. And then I did that week one. And then, you know, week two came around. I was like, okay, now I have to like, you know, put things on the site and figure out how I can maybe get like a web design client and how am I going to do that? And so that led me to clicking around on a lot of things on Pinterest, on Instagram. And then one of your ads popped up and the 25 profitable like offerings, I guess, for service-based businesses. And I was like, okay, this seems like maybe this could be something for me. I just love clicking on stuff. So I was like, oh, I'm excited. And then it was like the little like PowerPoint video thing. And I was just going through and I had all these ideas, just like a burst of information, like hit me right in the head. And I was like, oh, this is great. This is what I needed. And this was free. Amazing. So yeah, I DM'd you. And I was like, thanks for that cool freebie that just opened up my eyeballs to stuff. And you didn't even mention ABA to me at all or anything. You were just like, yeah, I'm glad that helped you. Like, and it was my like personal stalking of like you and all of the things Pine Gate Row. And I stumbled upon ABA and I was like, I feel like I need this. I don't know. Then I applied, got in. And then, yeah, I was like, you can just take all of the dollars. I don't care how many you need. Like, I don't know where they come from.
Yeah. I mean, Ray, you were so like fun and funny, like on that first, just, okay. So backtracking, this was when I had done coaching for about 2 years and I just reformatted everything into Align Business Academy. We had like our beta round as that new format that officially started in January. And then I did this like big relaunch. And so I was like, this was the beginning of Kelsey, like becoming public figure Kelsey. Yeah. I like switched my Instagram from like web designer to like public figure or entrepreneur. And I was like, this is who I am now. And so I was also in this place where like, I was super nervous to come out. This was the first webinar I'd ever done. And Ray, this was like, you showed up on that webinar and the whole time you were like, yeah, this is great. I'm in this. Yeah. And
that was your first one.
That was my first ever webinar.
Oh my God. I'm the worst. That was your first one. I didn't even know. I was like, I thought this is what like you do. I was like totally convinced you've been like doing that forever. I didn't know that was your first
one. That's yeah. That's and so, but it was like really, really cool because Ray was just there being like the most epic cheerleader. And I'd never met you. Like I'd met you in the one DM or something.
Yeah.
And then you were like, I need this, I'm purchasing. And like before the webinar was even done, you like had purchased and bought. I was like, yeah. And I was like, I felt so validated. Like, so I just wanted to share that. That was like such a special moment in my like entrepreneurship history. Like obviously I've coached, I've sold and done those things, but like, that was really the first time I was like, I'm scaling this. Like I am stepping into this and like building this program that can support people beyond what I've been able to do, like as a one-on-one coach. So
yeah,
it was like this big up level for me. And yeah, you were like, this is it. This is what I need. And I'm like, okay.
I believed in you and I saw your vision. I don't know if you saw it, but I saw it. I was like, she's going to make this work for me and we're doing it. Yes.
Well, I knew that. So like, this is the thing. I'm like, I believe in the people like that we do accept so hard. I'm just like, yes, this is exactly what you're like going to step into. You can do this. It's so possible. Like I do hold that vision for the others. It's like, you know, when you're doing it yourself, it can be scary.
Yeah. I mean, you're busy cheering everyone else on. You don't even remember to like cheer yourself on.
Exactly.
Like,
no, it really is.
Yeah. Like, it's pumping you up. You're pumping everyone else up. So
Well, I have my coaches too. So it's like, you know, yeah. I need that support for sure. I think we all do. It's yeah. it's a lonely journey doing it alone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you did not mention like what you actually have the technical training in. So do you want to like describe what your business is or was like yes. back then? Yeah.
I am a web developer. So I guess like where that started was with a 4-month immersive course with General Assembly in DC in 2016. And when I got there, I very quickly realized that I had the soft skills, you know, I clearly have a personality. I could talk to people. I'm, you know, decent to be around for the most part. I think I'm okay. But, you know, like I didn't have any of the hard skills and I was sitting in a classroom full of, you know, a bunch of dudes like that are like, I've been coding since C# languages existed, like, you know, all this ego and like weirdness. And I was like, yeah, but you guys don't know how to get clients. Like you would never come up to me and talk to me in the street or like, you know how to reach out to people. And I, you know, at first I was feeling really intimidated about being in the tech scene. And like, that's a big reason why I didn't just, you know, start my business right after I graduated from the program, because it was just, you know, it was overwhelming. And I'm like, oh, am I going to be, I was in a small room with, you know, all of these men that like knew all these things. And like, how am I going to go out from this little room feeling that way to like this whole world feeling that way? And, you know, I really just didn't know what to do with the skill set. So I learned the hard skills there. I learned, you know, all the front end languages. I learned back end languages, databases. I can do it all, but I didn't really know how to like pull that all together. And so a couple of years went by, I ended up learning how to design a website specifically on Squarespace, which then I was able to kind of use the coding background and use the actual technical skills that I have to kind of enhance my design work on Squarespace, which is really cool. And that's something that I think more than anything has probably helped to carry me to the point that I'm at now. And even though I'm not necessarily always coding something and not every single thing is over the top and requires like, you know, development, you know, I'm able to still kind of support people, my clients and other designers included, with the, you know, that development background that I have, and kind of still mix it in with design, if that makes sense. I don't know. I feel like that was a very like very Aquarius, like airy description of what I do, but here we are.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
I love it. It does.
What's my tagline? I have to say like this is a good place for that one liner that you learn how to write. Like I'm a web developer that helps designers with development in their design business or whatever.
Yes. Which is perfect because so many designers need developers that actually speak designer.
Yeah, that's probably where my like greater point was going, is that I can talk to you. Like, unlike, you know, Mike, who's been coding since 1994, he's gonna hit you with all the tech terms and like bring up words that you don't know what that means. And like it could be super simple and he just doesn't have the soft skills to explain it to you. Like I can make it human and make it like easily digestible and, you know.
Yes. Which is like, it's wonderful and so needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's something like right away. I was like, Ray, do this. You got to be this person because we need you.
Yes. You brought that idea to me and I didn't even realize like how hard it probably is out there for some designers that like need to do simple things that are simple to me that, you know, they're not sure how to do, not sure how to ask the right question or describe the issue and, you know, get to the solution they need. So yeah,
it's
cool being in this little hole that I am in with
helping
people out with that sort of thing. But yeah.
Amazing. So, okay. So going back, it is quarantine life and you are nannying. And you have decided to join the Aligned Business Academy.
Joined ABA.
Started, what happened there?
Started freaking out immediately. I was like, so excited to make it work. And yet I felt still so stuck in, you know, what I was doing. And truly I wasn't stuck. I was as stuck as I allowed myself to be at the time. But yeah, I think it was like 3 months in when I came to you crying and I was like, this isn't working. I have to go. I don't know what to do. And you're like, okay, wait a minute. Let's just reel it in. I'm pretty sure I whined to you for like 10 minutes and good on you for letting me do that. And then you totally did not answer a single thing that I asked you. You didn't like even respond to my emotion. And you were like, what if you just quit? Like, what if you just didn't do that? And I was like, oh, I never thought about that. Like, and you asked me like, what would it feel like if I just stopped nannying and gave my business like 3 solid months of just like pure straight up effort, looking for clients, getting the work done, and just seeing how it goes. And yeah, I definitely sat with that thought for like 2 seconds. And then I was like, I have to quit this job. Actually thinking about what my life would be like without taking care of other people's kids sounds really nice. And yeah. I think, you know, 90-day commitment to trying to make it work is really not that big of a deal, because if it doesn't work, just go get another job.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and I think everybody has to like sit with like, okay, what is the actual like worst case scenario look like in this situation? But
yeah,
for you, I was like, I see that you are getting up at like 6 a.m., maybe earlier, nannying literally all day for 3 children. I'm like, I know what it's like to not nanny, but to have one child.
To be like, at a small human being's beck and call.
Yeah. And it's like, it's so much. And so you were like doing that. I think you were getting home at 7 p.m. or something. I was like, there's literally no time to be able to grow your business. And I was like, no wonder it's not happening. because there isn't the time. So it's always like, how can we adjust the schedule that you have? And I was like, would it be possible to quit your nannying job?
It's always possible.
Yeah. And it's like, just depending, like sometimes we'll support people and just be like, okay, like you, maybe you have one client that's like taking up a ton of time and effort and like bandwidth in your brain, but like not paying you what you need. It's like, what would it look like to go back like 50% on that person and get somebody else? It's like higher paying, less time. Like there's so many adjustments that can be made. Yours was just like all in.
Yeah. I don't do anything half ass.
Yeah. It's like whole ass. I learned this about you. So, and just so you know, like in the academy, like I'm there guiding the experience and like I'm on the group coaching calls, but everybody gets their individual coach. So like, I didn't know a lot of the details actually going on. And then all of a sudden you're like, yep, I quit my job. Like I'm running my business, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? Like what happened here? It just happened so quickly. So yeah. Like, I mean, was it just like, you just kind of made the leap, right? And you just were like, the worst case, I get another job. Or was there anything else? Like, I don't know. Like, how did that feel? Cause I know like, I did not just quit my job. I like cried about it for a year before I decided to do this.
Yeah. You know, like I knew it was time to turn off the emotions and make a change, because, you know, anyone can be attached to their job, whether you're working with children, which obviously like there's an emotional attachment. I'm not raising people's kids without loving them, without, you know, wanting to go to work every day and play with them and then also leave them there because they're not mine. Yeah. But like, you know, like I still like, I loved what I did. And it wasn't that I, you know, I won't say that I wasn't happy there. It's just like, it wasn't going to take me, you know, where I needed to go and where I truly felt I was supposed to be. I didn't feel like I was supposed to do that forever. So yeah, I mean, it was kind of a tough decision, but I think honestly for me, like I felt more anxiety when it came down to the small details, like having the tough conversation with the family I was working for, like the exit plan. I was like, okay, this is like going to be brutal for me and them, but like, it has to go this way. Cause I'm just like, I'm done. So
yeah,
it was, I mean, yeah, it definitely wasn't an easy decision, but I didn't spend very much time teetering on the ledge because I think I'd been kind of teetering for a while. And I'm definitely a planner too. So there was that other aspect of like, can I afford to do this right now? Is it safe? Are my bills going to get paid? Like, how am I going to keep paying for Kelsey's help? Like, so many things. Cause like, you were the tip top priority. It was like ABA and my car payment and like literally everything else can burn. I don't care. Cause this is what I have to do. But yeah, like, you know, I definitely freaked out about money right up front. I freaked out about saying goodbye. I freaked out about moving. Cause I left New York and, escaped a terrible relationship and then had to move back down to Baltimore just to kind of, you know, take some time for myself. And there were a lot of moving parts, but I wouldn't say I hesitated really at all. Like once I decided I was doing it, I just did it. And yeah, I got through it.
I like how the like, you know, quote unquote, terrible relationship is just like thrown in there. You're like, oh yeah. And I'm leaving that too.
Yeah, that needed to go. So I'm glad he saw himself out. Way better situation now.
But yeah, like there was so much, like changing your job, location, relationship, like there was pandemic, a oh, so
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Like, you know, you're like, okay, I'm blowing up my life in a sense. And like, we're just going all in. Like, what did all in your business look like? How was that first like month, couple weeks? Like, share about that experience.
Yeah. I was actually just talking about this to someone else who is nearing the end of their time at their full-time job to take their business full-time instead. And I said, you know, that first week, honestly, was like this weird, like unhinged freedom that hit me like the very first Monday that I didn't have a full-time job anymore. I'd let myself wake up naturally, but I still got up really early because I've been waking up since 5 a.m. and getting to work by 7 for however long. So that didn't fade out for a while. So I definitely still woke up early at first. And I just sat down and I hit it hard on Upwork every day, hours of scouring and applying to jobs, just like crazy. Anything I saw that I could do, I just reached out. And I found some clients like pretty early on. I think within my first like 2 weeks, I had pretty much booked up my first month with stuff. It was a lot of work, but it was like little stuff, but I had to do that. I mean, like sometimes, you know, like for me, I guess also to like kind of slightly circle back a little bit to the finance thing, I had zero money set aside for like, okay, there's like this situation where you're just not gonna have a job. Like I didn't have savings set up for that. I'm just irresponsible and a millennial. Like we don't have money, we're poor. So like, you know, that was me. I was like, okay, like I have to overwork myself right now because I don't have anything to fall back on. So it was a lot of, you know, work, but I needed to do that. I got up every day, I sat down, did work, looked for, you know, clients, looked for little jobs or whatever. But everything was design related. Everything was development related and everything was like on brand for like what I wanted to be doing. So
that's awesome.
There was probably, I guess like the first month was like that. By month two, I gotten into another kind of group of designers where, I'm still in it. We work collaboratively on pretty large projects now. But like when I first started last summer, they had kind of just started pulling their idea together. So I was in there kind of, you know, at the ground level with them, like building up our little thing to what it's become now. And they sent me some great projects that booked up my second month. And then by what was that? July. Yeah. I'd say my third month, which was the thing where you were like, oh, give it 3 months and see what happens. I had booked up the rest of my year, like with two huge clients that I got from Upwork, which I thought was strange, but yeah, I ended up getting like a 5K client on Upwork that turned into something twice that amount by the time we're done, because they kept extending the project timeline and scope and things. Like And then, yeah, I got another 10K project for October. And then, yeah, that carried me through the end of the year. So I didn't have to like struggle or think about much after that, which was great. I know that that's probably a complete like unicorn situation and doesn't typically happen to people, but it is possible. And, you know, I had to work pretty hard to like make that happen and get there to that point of like, okay, now I can breathe a little bit and kind of like mm-hmm. start really working out other details and focusing on, you know, also myself too. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting because I went through a similar thing when I was in like, I'd been in my business for a year, but I had a month where I just like had no money. I was like, what is happening? Like, yeah. This is basically the catalyst for all of what is in the academy so that this basically doesn't happen to people and you actually learn how to be a business owner. But like, I just did that same intentional hustle and mine was not Upwork, but it was just like emailing every single person that I knew. Mm-hmm. And I was just getting any job that I absolutely could. Yeah. And I think that, you know, when you're in those moments, it's not like you want that to be for forever, but it's like what gets you going and what gets you snowballing into getting those bigger offers. You start to get known for what you're doing. You start to make connections. Exactly. And it's like that hustle up front for a limited amount of time. I love, especially that you just were like the 3 months, like Kelsey told me that and I'm going to do it. Like you took me very seriously.
I did. No, seriously. So I was like, well, that sounds good to me. Like I'll try that. I mean, it's a perfect amount of time. It's like, it's short enough that like, if it's not going well, you'll be able to know probably like halfway through, like, okay, this isn't working. Or like, you'll see it working and you're like, okay, like, that's what I did the first month. Why could I not just do that again for the second month? Like,
exactly.
I don't know. That just became like my, that little time frame was really all I needed to kind of prove to myself that like I could do it. So
I love it.
Yeah.
So how have, like, I actually don't know how a lot of things have been going in your life, your business. You just told me you have a new boyfriend. I'm like, what?
I do.
I have not heard about this.
And like, he's cute. How- yeah. I love it. I actually, it's funny. My best friend that I've made actually, since I moved back home and didn't know anybody there because, you know, like most people, when you grow up, your parents stay at home and like everyone, you know, is like a mass exodus of all of us that just go to other states and disperse. So I'm like, I don't have any friends. And, I was on Honeybook, like just organizing some stuff. And I noticed I had a message from someone and, turns out she actually thought she was messaging someone else to connect with, but she got me instead. And then we started texting and I was like, hey, you seem cool. Like, let's just hang out and be friends. That's how you make friends as an adult.
Yes.
Accidentally message each other on your CRM and like just hang out in real life. So yeah, we started hanging out and her name's Taylor. And so Taylor actually was sick of looking at me mope around her house every day because we co-work all the time.
Yeah.
But she was like, we have to get you a boyfriend. So she signed me up for Match, her and her boyfriend, Brandon. They were so excited to like pick the right photos. And Brandon was like, oh, I know how to write like your little description. Like, I know what'll work. Like, so then, yeah. And then here's the crazy part. They almost skipped over my boyfriend. He was eating a donut in the photo. And uh-huh. Taylor was like, what is that? She was disgusted. And I was like, wait, that's the ultimate test. Like, clearly he put that there as a trap to see which one of us is going to fall into it. So I clicked and I was like, look, he's actually really cute. And then yeah,
awesome.
So now we're together. We live in Harrisburg and we have this nice little apartment that's old, probably has some ghosty friends in here, but it's cool though. So we're just hanging. And he also has kind of a flexible schedule. So, you know, that whole like work from home life thing. I mean, it's nice when you also have someone else with you that can like, you know, be off work on a Tuesday. We can go to lunch and take a walk on the river and, you know, like.
Oh, that's awesome. Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're, my husband and I are both working from home, but like his work is not flexible. It's just the 9 to 5 got like transported to his office. And so it's like, I just have to be quiet all the time now, which not like I was being loud alone, but I don't know, just like there's things.
Yeah.
So we don't have that super flex life, but that's really fun. We also met on match.com. I love that you did match.com. Yeah. Because I feel like the apps are all of the things now, and
how do you meet people?
You were like old fashioned on the dating sites.
I mean, it's hard enough for me to make friends with my best friend. And then she was like, you also need this to like find a man. I was like, oh, I don't know. Like whatever you suggest. Cause I obviously like whatever I'm doing is not working. I was truly enjoying my time alone, but you know,
that's awesome. So then as far as like business, how has business been going? Like after those 3 months, like what's going on?
I've been hitting those consistent 10K months that we've been talking about. And it honestly, it's been truly been more than that. And I have been wondering how to track, like keep track of stuff. Because the other day I wrote down, I just sat down and like, I actually, for the first time, like wrote out all the clients I have set up between like now and July and like all of how much their packages are. And I was like, whoa, like I it's weird. Cause now it's just, there's such a good flow of things now. Like, and I just, you know, I always knew that this would happen, but it's kind of crazy to think like that it's actually happening, like, you know, like, I'm like, I can take off in July and we could go fly somewhere. Hopefully, I guess, I don't know, with COVID and stuff, but like, whatever, like we could disappear for a month. And like, I'm not stressed about that because I have booked so many projects and I didn't even do the math and I don't even know how much they all are, but like, it's a lot and it's enough. And that's great. Like, I'm just like, I'm really thriving over here, Kelsey. Like I'm having a good time.
Feel it. I love it.
It's just weird. I feel like, and I also feel like I have like so few people to like revel in this excitement with me because, you know, not everybody gets to do this. I truly do feel blessed that like, you know, I'm able to sit here and enjoy my work so much. And then just like, I don't know, have this new lifestyle that I knew I always wanted. And I can get up tomorrow and do whatever I want. And that is not possible for me with my full-time job. I couldn't do that. So I pinch myself and say thanks to whoever's listening like every day, because I'm like, this is like exactly what I wanted. Like, and I got it.
Like, yes.
And I'm stoked.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's just like, you took the action and you also like, even if it felt weird, you believed it was possible and like took the action and did the scary things in order to get there. And it's like, this doesn't just like show up on your lap. Like it does take hard work. It takes like your full commitment. And I just think it's so cool. Like you sharing your entire journey, because it's just like, you went all in. You're like, I'm going to try this. Like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this happen. I have like the full body goosebumps now, but like, it's real life.
Yeah. And you know, it's there. I do get a lot of people asking me like, how do you do this? Well, like, how did you figure that out? Or like, when did you plan like to do X, Y, Z and how much did you save? And like all these things. I'm like, you know, honestly, like I personally got to a point where I couldn't think about all those extra things anymore, because the longer I sat and considered the risk instead of the benefit. Like the longer I sat and thought of like how it could potentially fail instead of, well, actually, how could this like go really well? And how could this like succeed? You know, how could I succeed? And how could this like be a great thing? The longer you sit and wait and the longer you don't let the good thing happen because you're just worried about what potential bad thing could go on. And I was so done. I had to push any of that negative stuff, had to go. And it was still risky and it was still, you know, a really scary thing to do. But I just knew that if I didn't just get in there and give it a shot, I never would. I would honestly probably still be on Long Island, just miserable, like chasing children around a backyard. Like I'm sure I'd still be there. Like had I not decided when I did, there's no way I was going to do it. So, I mean, I don't know if anyone listening is teetering like I once was. unteeter thyself and think about what good things could happen. Because if you put the energy and the effort into it and even invest in a little bit of help, you can make it work. That was another thing for me, was I didn't want to do it alone, which is why I enjoyed being an ABA so much. I was never feeling like I was by myself in my business, not only from your guidance and from my alignment coach at the time. I know it's a different coaching structure now, but I had an alignment coach as well who would check in, but just the group, so many talented people and everyone being at different phases in their business. It's just really, really helpful to see and hear, you know, the feedback and get questions answered. And even if things don't apply to you right away when you get in, it's like, eventually they might, and it might apply to you sooner than you think it will. There's a lot going on in there, and it's just so great to, you know, feel supported by so many different people at once. And I love
like everybody has these, like, I don't even see it all, but I see like people having behind the scenes, like relationships and coffee dates and just like things where you're collaborating. I know a lot of people were like, like I've been working with Ray and doing this or that. I'm like, oh my gosh, you all are like your own little,
we are friends
in this whole way. It's really fun. To see
that. I don't know if it's such a weird thing to think about. Like, I don't even think about how you might not even realize that, like, we do like click up and have our little groups of like people that we stay in touch with.
Exactly. And that's, I like really love that happening. I'm always like, everybody go have coffee dates, like meet each other, because I know how beneficial that has been in like my own journey growing my business. Like, I love meeting the people. So whenever I hear about that, I'm like, yay, like people are making friendships. Like, I love it. So I know, especially with you, I heard like so many people are like, and I'm working with Ray, and I'm like,
I talk to everyone. I'm sorry. Anyone
that's wonderful.
Like, I'm like, I'll work with you. Kelsey likes you. I like you too. Like, come on.
I love it. Okay. Is there anything? I feel like we covered the journey, all the things.
Yeah.
You want to tell me like the fun things you're loving in life right now? I know we started this conversation. You're like, I just want to talk about my candles, but are there like fun, cool things that you're into? Like, that you get to do because business isn't your whole life, or I don't know.
Well, okay. Here's something fun that's happening right now this weekend. I have a client, is actually one of my really good friends. His name's Joe Montone. I like to refer to him as the unofficial mayor of Doylestown, Pennsylvania, because he's always like, anything fun that's happening in Doylestown, I'm like, Joe's probably doing that. I know Joe's putting that together. So he, long story short, has this thing called Distance Picnic, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's an outdoor picnic where you can bring your own food and your own drinks and everything, and it's spaced out, and he books musicians to like play a show, and he's having the first one, or I guess the second one rather, but this is like the first like official, like it's really a distance picnic thing now. On Saturday with my favorite artist, Anthony Green. So how that ties into work is that I made the website for them. So I'm like, this is kind of funny. Like, I usually don't, you know, I don't know what the word is, like get involved with like, you know, the projects I'm working on, in such a weird way of like, I built this website and then now I'm seeing like why the client built it so that all the people at the show could go on there and get the tickets. And now they've done that. Like, it worked. And now I get to go see the show. Like, that's kind of fun. So, we're doing that, this Saturday. And then, I'm a huge music fan. I don't know if anyone cares or knows that, but I absolutely love music. So, and I'm a huge Dave Matthews Band fan, and they are still doing their summer tour this year. It's a little later than I was anticipating, but I'm so excited because I got to, I'm in the fan club, so I get early access to tickets, and they actually had some available premium packages for the date that they're playing in Maryland, and they haven't played in Columbia, Maryland in like 16 years or something like that. So it's kind of like a big deal show, and we're going. I have no idea how close we're getting, because when you're in the warehouse fan club, you just like ask for tickets, and if they're approved, it's a surprise. Like I could be like in the pit, like standing, or I could have a seat. I have no idea, but I'm just so stoked. And I'm just so happy to be able to like be outside and be at music again, because I've missed it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad that they're like doing it and you can go and it exists again. I'm just like, I feel like I'm like a weird zombie human. I'm like, okay, I gave birth and then the pandemic happened. And
oh my gosh, like, you're right.
Well, I mean, like he was one, we had to cancel his first birthday. We had it all planned. And then like,
it's not fair.
It's, but it, so it was like, I just am like, I don't remember what life is like. I'm like in shock as a human. And it was like already shocked enough to like have a baby and all the things. I'm like, I don't know what anything is.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just like existing here with this child. I'm
exactly
not
sure. Like a big day is like we walk outside. So
yeah. Oh my gosh, has he ever been to a playground? Like
yeah, we take him. We started doing that. He loves the playground, so that's been fun. Yeah. Yeah, obviously we didn't at first, and then it was winter, and so now like. He actually like he just turned 2, but he thinks he's like 5 or 6. And so he's like only goes on like the biggest slides and is like with all of the children. Yeah, and like they're always like, ah, babies. Like the other kids are like mad that he's like in with them.
He's trying to keep up.
Yeah. It's just fun like actually seeing him. Like kind of socialize, but he doesn't talk yet. So he just like goes up to the other kids and he's like, ah, and like,
like what is he saying?
He's like, what is this? Please, mother, take care of your child.
He'll get fun. There.
That's like our biggest social interaction.
Yeah. Yeah. He's getting to a fun age though. I mean, now it's like, you're going to have to, I mean, actually, you know what? Honestly, I don't know how tough it's been for parents that aren't able to put their kids in those social situations yet, because this is such a critical time when they're little. Like they need to be around, you know, their friends and learn how to interact and pick up on social cues and all that stuff. And I'm sure it's been really, really tough for parents, like just being stuck inside or not being able to let them run and go touch other little kids and play together and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's gotta be tough. I'm sure it's
we
tough.
Had one of his like little cousins over the other week, and we realized that was the first time another child had been over to our house and he's never shared before.
Like a toy.
Never. And so like, we didn't even realize it. And so the other little girl was like on his little car and he like threw himself on the ground. And we like, thought it was so funny. We were like, oh my gosh, like, we forgot, like, you've literally never had to share a toy.
Haven't been in that situation. Yeah. So like, you have to like, remember like, oh yeah, I've got to parent this thing too.
Yes.
Like, that's right.
He got over it, but it was just like, he'd never. Yeah. It was just, it was really
like, why
funny.
Is there somebody else touching my toys? Like,
yes.
That's also like, you know, that's also an only child thing, because there's no sibling, right? So
no sibling, not yet.
I was the same. Honestly, he might always act like that. I did that till I was probably like 7 or 8. I just hated when my friends would touch my toys, or like it started getting to the point where I'm pretty sure my parents were like, if there's anything you don't want your friends to play with, then you need to like set it aside and like put in the closet or something, because I would have like full-on meltdowns.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's just a, I mean, it might be personality flaw or trait or quirk or whatever, but like, it's also an only child thing. Cause I just, you know, you're not used to like sharing. So.
Yeah, definitely his thing. Yeah. Oh, awesome. Well, is there anything as we wrap up here, is there any like parting words of advice or things that you want to share with people before we end here?
Oh man, I don't know what it would be. I feel like, as I said, the teetering thing, if you're thinking about it, do it. If you feel like it's good, if you feel like you nearly got all the things in order, just go for it, just give it a shot, and give yourself you know, the equipment that you need to like make it work. If that means getting into coaching, if that means finding, you know, a little tribe of people that are doing something similar for support, like you got to help yourself, but you also got to like get yourself out. Like it just, yeah, it can be scary. I'm not saying that it's not scary. I'm not saying it's going to be a cakewalk. I'm just saying if you don't do it, you never will. It's just how planners are. Sit and wait until it feels absolutely perfect. I mean, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. And then, you know, yeah, you never know. You're never going to get to that good part if you don't just, you know, go for it and try it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would be my best advice, I guess, is just kind of follow your soul and follow where you feel like you're supposed to be and start mapping out how you can get there if you have time to do that. Or like me, just jump in.
I love it. Awesome. So where can people find you if they would like to on the internet?
My website, rayowens.com, or on Instagram, my handle is rayowens.com. And yeah, jump into my DMs, send me an email. Hit me up.
Love I'm around. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending this time with me. I always love hanging out with you, and yeah. It was cool to like hear more of the behind the scenes and your entire journey. So I appreciate you sharing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a few seconds right now to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It's so simple and helps us so much. This is incredibly helpful for getting the show into more ears so that we can make even more impact. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing week. You've got this.